Must Christian schools and ministries accommodate transgender students? Stay tuned.
The Legal Alert. Here's attorney David Gibbs, Jr.
Christian schools are increasingly experiencing infringements on their religious liberty when interacting with government entities. A school in Oregon was recently asked to apologize to a transgender student visiting their campus to play in a basketball game against the Christian school team. Why the apology? Because the school asked the student to use a gender-neutral bathroom while on the Christian school campus. The student alleged discrimination against the Christian school. The State Athletic Association was notified about the occurrence and asked the school to write a letter of apology. Please take note, the Athletic Association argued that the school, by opting into participation in the association, made their facilities a place of public accommodation and therefore could not discriminate on the basis of the student's transgender activity. In America, the law is radically changing. Pray for us at the Christian Law Association as we defend the rights of Christian schools and ministries in these changing times.
And that's today's Legal Alert.
And we're now about 8 minutes
this
past
is Roger
the
Walton
noon hour here. And let me we'll put a pause on that one. Yeah, those automatic starts catch me every time. And nonetheless, welcome to Monday. It is the 30th day of November. Hope you're having a good day thus far. Hard to believe. Tomorrow we welcome December. Trust and prayer, we had a great Thanksgiving, kind of getting back in the regular swing of things after a few days off. And we hope if your schedule will allow that you can hang around and spend some time with us during Swap Shop with myself and Brother Roger Walton. If you have an item for us today, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or trade something, lost and found, or you've got some kind of yard sale or rummage sale in the works, get that info out for you as well. It's all free of charge. You're welcome to call us at 828-884-9427, or you can email that information to us directly here, and that email address is wgcr@icloud.com. Got a Christmas song for you. We're mixing in some Christmas music now, and our music channel, which is wgcrmusic.net, is all Christmas. It started just before Thanksgiving, that Wednesday afternoon. But here's a song from the Sisters, and How Do You Welcome a King?
Every song that we sing, and a
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage. John M. Moore is the writer of this great song of the faith. The inspiration came from his visiting a young merchant seaman who was in critical condition. He talked with the man for a while and then handed him a tract that had part of the story of John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, the part where Pilgrim had made his way up to Mount Calvary with a heavy burden on his back. But when he sincerely knelt at the cross, his burden rolled off his back. From this visit and the tract came the song, "Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary, Jesus Is Very Near." So, my friend, cast your cares on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
Familiar theme. It is a joy to welcome you to Swap Shop on this Monday. It is the 30th of November. That seems really weird to say. But nonetheless, it is. And I'm Christy Johnson.
And I'm Roger Walton. And we start December tomorrow.
I know. It's really hard to wrap my head around. I was looking at the calendar and, you know, like 25 days and counting till Christmas. And yeah, it's upon us.
Well, when I get to this time of the year, I start Friday concerts because I do them for the entire year, and there's a process. So process one is right here. They're new concert. They're not really necessarily new in brand new, although one of them is, but they're new to us.
Yeah.
And the one that I just finished recording is one that Greater Vision did at the National Quartet Convention years ago, where for each song, they brought up a different bass, and they became a quartet. So it's called Greater Vision Quartets.
Oh, man, that'll be good. And we'll look forward to getting all of those on Friday night. I hope folks take advantage of that and listen. It's a blessing.
And trying to get some new ones, and then I put them on the web, and then I put them on the drive, and then I put them on the calendar.
And
so it's a process.
Otherwise, it's not much to do with that. Yeah.
Then I'm good for a year.
And then everything else that he's doing. But yeah, it's crazy to believe. And we have new AM hours starting tomorrow.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the shorter days mean, as far as daylight, mean that we have shorter broadcast time with our AM family.
I think, and it's the shortest month.
It is. We have 7:30 sign on.
Yep.
And a 5:15 sign off. And if it was our choice, we definitely wouldn't be choosing that. But that's what the FCC requires of us, because that's the type of station that we're licensed to be. Because we share the 720 AM frequency with something you may have heard of, the big guns, WGN out of Chicago.
Yeah, been
and,
there.
Yeah, and they don't like it very much if we are on any time after dark or before daylight, because our signal kind of romps all over theirs. And, of course, we never do that unless, of course, there's an emergency. But nonetheless, that's why we have to do that. So 7:30 to 5:15, our AM broadcast hours for the month of December. That's crazy.
Do you know what happened on this date? I don't remember what year it was.
What
happened? It was on this date somewhere in the past, because I forgot to write it down. And I say this because I don't know if you've kept up with it, but Alex Trebek, of course, passed away from cancer. And Ken Jennings is going to be a guest host. Well, it was on this date, whenever year it was, that his 74 winning streak came to an end.
74.
74 games.
Yeah, I knew.
I watched him. Oh. I remember watching him and saying, and I remember someone asked his wife, how does he know that? She says, because he takes encyclopedias into the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, you think somehow, okay, how can one person actually know that much? You know, it does. But I was kind of along that line too, Brother Roger, when he was winning so many times. I think everybody kind of got a little bit involved in Jeopardy because of that winning streak. And it's not been beat, to my knowledge. The number of games or the amount of winnings. And so I had not heard, though, that he was going to be the guest host.
They're going to do some different guest hosts while they're looking.
Yeah. And kind of see.
That's just a little trivia fact that I thought I would pass on.
That's kind of neat. So I'll take, I didn't know that for 100, Brother Roger. So
I didn't know who I was going to have or whatever thing. So I was preparing and three things related to each other popped up as I was kind of going through it. First of all, today's Cyber Monday.
Yes, I did.
Second of all, it's Computer Security Day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So if you're going to be doing cyber stuff. And then thirdly, there is a thing that I just saw on becoming addicted during COVID to online shopping, even worse than you were addicted before, and the signs to avoid to see if you're going to be they were actually showing people that 5 and 6 and 10 packages were arriving daily.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And I was like, okay, those all go together.
Yeah, it does. Well, you know, again, Black Friday was different. And I saw some clips on some news stations, you know, of shopping not as crowded as previous years. And so that was different. And they said that even online shopping on Black Friday went up something like 58%, some kind of crazy number.
Yeah, it was in the billions of dollars. And my mailbox on my email accounts blew up over the last week and today. Today, they just keep coming in.
Yeah, I get on my phone and I'm like, what? I'm thinking, and I'm looking, I'm like, I don't care that Bath & Body is having a buy three, get three. But experts are saying that this will be a record Cyber Monday. Somewhere, if I look and I got it correct, they say that last year, shoppers on Cyber Monday spent $9.4 billion online. That was just on the Monday. And they expect it to be even higher today because people not going and shopping, you know, in person. So,
yeah. And, you know, my wife and I were talking. I miss what was fun about Christmas, especially when the kids were at home. Back in those days, the tail end of their high school careers, I was pastoring. But for the most part, I taught at a Christian school. Mm-hmm. So I had 2 weeks off. And Melody worked as a cook in that particular Christian school. And we would do so many fun things together as a family. And then I like to go into a store and feel it, touch it, look at it, you know, just, and I'm wired that way. And now we did all of our shopping for our grandkids in Georgia's done. We got our former daughter-in-law put a list on for us through Amazon. Yeah. We went and we linked everything and we did it. And you know, and I'm like, that seems so impersonal. Yeah.
It's different. You know, I kind of tend to be like you. I'm not a big shopper, but I do enjoy seeing it, picking it up, looking at it. I don't know, just get that connection, like, yep, this is what I want to get them. Online, it's so hard to tell, but a lot of people are doing that. And I will say, and Brother Rogers got the info about security online, but one thing for deliveries, I will say, make sure that your house is clearly marked. I just realized that over the past couple of days, we only have our house number on our mailbox. And so it makes it difficult if they use a lower driveway to see if they've got the right place. And so we put up some house numbers, but that's something. And also know your cutoff dates. Check your shipping dates. And I will say that due to COVID, a lot of times when you're ordering online, I've found this several times, they're saying that due to COVID, shipping could take a few days longer.
And yeah, that's why I wanted to do everything that has to be shipped early. I just know that we've got issues where we've inundated, where we've gone from going to stores to online, and you're going to double that number.
And I know that our postal crew, they're already working hard, and now we're going to add even more packages than we've ever added into the system, whether it's through the postal service or whether it's through FedEx or UPS or DHL or all the others. I don't want to leave anybody out. They're even making deliveries on Sunday now. And I saw like a little budget rental truck stopped in front of my house recently over this Thanksgiving break. And I'm like, what are they doing? And they were delivering.
I have seen as many as three Amazon Prime vans in this little neck of the world.
Those gray ones.
The check on it. Uh-huh. And they're just driving all over the place. So evidently a lot of Prime people out there.
And I think, too, with the Amazon place opening up over in, I guess we'll call that Arden.
Mills River area.
Yeah. And I live in Mills River, and it's nothing to see a fleet of them coming out in the morning. You'll see 14, 15 of them heading one direction, like toward Brevard or otherwise. So just know your shipping dates. And also with the Postal Service, I didn't pull that up, but we will try to get it. I love that some folks still send out Christmas cards. I wish more people would do it. I'm going to try to get that on my list this year. But know about sending cards or sending packages especially. There are different cutoff dates.
Let me make a suggestion for postal, people who are going to ship post office. Get it trackable.
Yeah.
Make it trackable.
Yeah.
With your FedEx and everything, you usually get a tracking number.
Yeah.
And here's why I say that. If it is something that you don't want stolen, you can track and see when that package is scheduled to arrive.
Yeah.
And if you can't be home, you can go on and switch its destination and have it delivered to your work.
Yeah.
And here's something else. There are places that we did this in Hendersonville at the CVS where they will put it in a UPS or a FedEx locker.
Yep.
And then you go in with your ID and everything, and it's secured in there. So there already have been issues in the upstate with porch pirates.
Yep.
And so please, this is a way you can protect yourself, track it, stay on top of it. Like, I have something coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know it.
Yeah. Well, they give you, they're pretty good about giving you the dates, and sometimes, you know, you get the window of time. And as Brother Roger said, it's important if you to be home if you can. And another option, if you've got a neighbor, you know, a trusted neighbor, you can get them in if they're at home when, you know, maybe you can't be. Or check with your office or place of work and make sure it's okay. But that would be another option, because some places will allow you to have things shipped to where you work. Again, you got to check and make sure it's okay before you do it. But whatever you do, be proactive, and we hate to say that, but you don't want to leave packages sitting out too long.
Yeah, in my case, I don't have to worry about it because it is going to the post office.
Yeah.
But I know when it's coming. The thing is that if you can't be there, they give you a lot of options,
yeah.
And there are ways to get around it. And just, I think it's going to become the new normal of seeing more and more of this happen. So,
yeah,
you know,
you hate it. And I mean, we've all gotten the doorbell video footage or the security video footage, watching folks just come and take it. And that's what they do. They'll follow delivery trucks around. That's their job. And I did the air quotes there, is stealing things. So, I'm going to say get a real job and you can buy your own.
Get a real job, you can have your own porch.
That's right. And someone else can steal your things. So nonetheless, but watch out with all the packages coming. And would you say an extra prayer for all those out delivering things? It's long days for them in the good times, but this is some of their heavy times, and their cars are loaded. I've seen pictures of friends that said, yep, big load today. And so pray for them, for their safety, and we'll look forward to spending a special time Christmas together. And since it is Cyber Monday, you had some information about security.
Well, let me give you some common sense things that, to me, it's just don't bypass these. Okay?
Okay.
Number one, do not use your bank debit card.
Okay.
Don't do it. Okay. If you don't have a credit card to use, and I'm going to, secondly, I wouldn't use your credit card on websites that are iffy. On major things that you do, but here's what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart. Then just get a Walmart gift card.
Yeah.
For the amount and put that online. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Amazon. Buy Amazon gift cards. That's what we did when we bought our grandkids in Georgia their presents.
Mm-hmm.
We totaled it all up. And then got now we just took it right down. We put the amount on, took it right down. There's nothing to be hacked. Okay. If you're going to use your credit card,
mm-hmm.
don't let them save it.
Right. Never do that.
Because now it's sitting in their computer bank. And even though it's a reputable company, what have we seen over the past 10 years? That reputable companies get hacked.
Yeah.
Now, I don't understand why it's like this, but, and I've said this many times, but it's just worth repeating. When you are taken advantage of and you use your card as a debit card and a PIN number,
mm-hmm.
you are going to have to go through your bank to try to be made whole. If you used it through the credit card system and you used it as credit, where you go and you mark, this is credit.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're under the credit card system and you will probably get faster action from what experience has shown most people.
Okay.
So that is the biggest thing is how vulnerable are you making your money available? Secondly, as you're giving information like your address and phone number, you've given quite a bit of information. You don't want to give anything else.
Yeah.
If some site says you got to give a driver's license number or a social security card. No. Abandon it. Thirdly, don't click on anything that comes in an email.
Yes, definitely.
If it says it's from Walmart.com and such is on sale, you go to Walmart.com and search for that item.
Mm-hmm.
But don't click on the link. You don't always know that it is real. They are getting good at making them look like they came from the real company.
That's true. You would think it. They use this logo. They duplicate it to where even some of the savvy folks could be fooled by that.
It's easy. And again, I don't recommend people do this because if you accidentally click on it, you're in trouble.
Mm.
But I hover over the hyperlink and then look down at the bottom to see where it says it's going. You'd be surprised how many times it's going someplace that is bogus and makes no sense.
Yeah, they're out to scam you, and you have to use that kind of that frame of mind. You have to be, I used to say, defensive driver, and yeah, but you need to be a defensive buyer.
And be careful when you are using your cards, especially online, that you have. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but up where the address bar is,
mm-hmm.
Okay, where it says the website you're going to, okay, you will normally see HTTPS.
Okay.
That if you don't see the S, it's not a secure site.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. HTTP is Hypertext Transmission Protocol. Okay. The S says it is a secured connection.
So you want to look for the S.
You want to look for the S in it.
I had no idea. So I've learned something today. I wrote that down. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of things are just kind of weird with online, and there's a convenience. And I get it. And I told my wife, I said, I've been forced into something I said I'd never do because of the circumstances.
Yeah. And so many more people now are being forced, for the lack of a better word, into maybe that type of shopping. And, you know, it is convenient, but you also have to be extremely, extremely cautious. Someone texted in, buy made in the USA, and I'm all for that. And also, Saturday was Small Business Saturday, and I am pro small local family businesses.
Amen.
And anytime you can shop local with our folks, I would trust that you would.
You know, I actually have called and said, look, this is my situation. I can't get out. I really want to get this. How can I do this?
Yeah.
And so my wife and I found some ways around things that people are willing to do.
Because I think so.
I
think that making a phone call to a local business, you know, a lot of them may not have the online offering that some of the big box stores do. So, it's important that we be educated buyers. But again, defensive buyers is something else that we need to remember. And somebody said, thank you for the info on the S. So somebody else, thank you. That came in on our email, I believe. But again, I learned that HTTP, we want to look for the S after that, which signals and indicates that it is a secure website.
They could probably find a way around that eventually, but.
Well, at least it's something to look for.
Yeah, it's at least a first clue. And a lot of times they'll say it's a secured site. And from the email, you can't judge the email. You just can't.
Yeah.
All logins, okay, if you have accounts where you log in online,
mm-hmm.
And I'll just do one right here. I'll come down and go to this. And I'm going to come in and put in my account number. And then I'm going to come over and put in my password, which is ridiculously long-winded. Okay. Now, this is what I love about mine. It actually wants me to answer a question before it lets me go any further.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, listen to me, folks. Don't give the real answer. Write down another answer. If they ask you what your first pet name was,
mm-hmm.
that's something you might have on Facebook.
Oh.
They could have gotten it off of Facebook.
Where you went to school, they could have got that off.
Where you went to school, what year you graduated. Answer those questions with a false information and then write it down for yourself. And at that way, if you accidentally put something on Facebook, those Facebook stalkers that are trying to get your information
right.
will get bogus information.
Because there are people that do that.
Yes.
Again, I go back to...
They spend all their time doing that.
So I go back to, hey, get a real job and you can buy your own stuff. That's, but it's, I guess, too much. I don't know. I was going to say it's too much fun for them to steal other people's things, but how? Anyway, fun is not the right word there. But nonetheless, we have to be careful. And I would also add that I try to do is if I've purchased something online, I will go and check the account that it's coming out of and make sure I follow it very closely to make sure. And I think that's probably good practice year round. Because now there's really so much access that we have to check your bank account, to check your transactions. I would say that'd be something you should do on a regular basis.
Yeah, again, maybe people will look at me as being a little crazy, but I have a savings account and a money market account. Okay, I tried when I was in Florida and I realized that... cancer can take you at any time. I tried to start putting money away so that if something happened to me, I couldn't work, we might have some money, or Melody could have. But that's a big account. That's an account that where I put most of my money.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't give access to that account to anybody.
Yeah.
When I do my taxes and get a refund, It goes into my savings account. I leave my savings account at $50.
Yeah.
And I use it as a in and out.
Right.
It comes in, it goes out to the checking, or it goes in and it goes out to the money market.
Yeah.
So that if someone got that account number through the cyber deal, the most they're going to get is $50.
Yeah. I guess mine would depend on if you visit mine around payday, you might see a little bit in there. But otherwise, you might be tempted to give me some money. You know, it depends on what time of the month you just kind of check the account there. Is it the week all the bills are due? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. Somebody wanted to know if this information would be on Facebook also, that they wanted to share this information about the credit cards and things. We record Swap Shop, and you can find it on our website at wgcr.net, and just click the link that says Swap Shop. It just takes a little bit for it to get uploaded. So today's broadcast should be uploaded maybe tomorrow. That's what we shoot for. So you can go to wgcr.net, and you can find it and share it with folks there.
I'm on a website right now that if I told you what it was, you would know what it is.
Okay.
I mean, it's one that we use.
Okay.
And here's what the address bar before the address, it says not secure.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Yeah.
Not secure. So I'm going to take back what I said about the S because they used to do that. What I see now in place of the S is a lock sign. It's a padlock.
Okay, so that padlock takes the place of the S and shows
some
that it's secure.
Some may see HTTPS. Others may not see the HTTPS or the HTTP at all.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a lock sign. And in our case, I'm on our Google Drive account.
I just clicked over to – I'm looking at the tabs that I have. And definitely I see that even on our weather forecast site, I see the lock there at the very beginning. So
yeah.
I'm trying to look and see.
If it doesn't have the S, it's got the lock.
our weather century does not have a lock on it.
Yes,
I looked at that one.
Okay. That's the one I was looking at that says not secure.
Because I'm thinking, okay, all these are secure. And then I looked at another computer. And so, yeah, that one doesn't. So that would be something to look for, either the HTTPS or the little padlock icon in the address bar would show you and indicate that it's secure. Well, it is something that we have to think about and things that we have to deal with. But I will say, on a happier note for Cyber Monday, if you've got any money that someone hasn't taken out of your account and you'd like to score a deal on some donuts, Krispy Kreme is offering Cyber Monday deals of buy a dozen of any kind and get a free original glaze dozen. It's for today, but it's online only. Thus, cyber. Their website is KrispyKreme.com, I believe. You can just type in Krispy Kreme and you'll find it. And they're also doing something special for delivery, for parcel delivery drivers. And that's a big group of folks. They're doing a free original glazed dozen today only.
Wow. How
yeah.
about that?
So if you are a delivery driver, you deliver parcels of any type, swing by a Krispy Kreme location. I don't believe this is going to be like for like grocery stores that sell Krispy Kreme, but you need to go to a standalone store. You get a free dozen original glazed donuts. Okay, today only. That's the special deal that they're having. So I saw that and I thought, hey, it's always good. Free donuts. Donuts of any kind are always good. But a free, you know, free donuts, even better.
I did much better with not having a lot. Well, we didn't have any family for Thanksgiving dinner. So it was just Melody and I. So I did much better. She made homemade pumpkin pie.
Ooh.
And that was the extent of my sweets for my Thanksgiving meal. Everything else was pretty healthy for me. So,
well.
Yeah. But I'm still having a slice of pie every night. So,
well, as you did, as good as you did, I did equally on the bad scale. So, and scale, the optimum word there. Yeah. So had the pleasure Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, spent the night with Joanna and Jacob and the kids. And Nana got to sleep with Harper and Kinley. They're six now. Yes. So we all got to spend the night together and sleep together. And sleep is in air quotes as well for Nana. But I missed that feeling of a foot in your rib cage or on top of your head or just the movement.
Or a quick jolt to the neck, as
yeah,
I remember
yeah,
Josh doing.
It's all good. It's kind of like aerobic sleeping. But we got up and we put the turkey in late Thanksgiving, or the Thanksgiving Eve, but we made candy early that morning. Yeah, and we ate most of it by the time that everybody got there. But it was the kind where you take a pretzel and you put a Rolo on it and you put them in the oven and let it melt just a little bit. And then you can put something on top of the Rolo and then you let them cool and it gels together. So you got, it's real easy. So we did M&Ms. And so I bought M&Ms to put on top and I thought we'd hid them. So about midnight, I hear Jake, who is two, I hear him up. So I thought, well, I'm just going to get up and see everything's okay. And so I went in his room and the light was still off and I could see him moving in his nightlight. I could see a shadow and he's sitting up in bed and he had found the M&Ms. And this is a little after midnight. And I said, Jake, what are you doing? He goes, candy, Nana, candy. He had found candy. And I'm like, and then my son-in-law came in and I said, well, he's found candy. He goes, that's probably why he's awake at midnight is he had too many M&Ms, but it was good.
I told my wife, she was off Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and I said, I've just been craving, and I don't have them hardly ever, cinnamon rolls, homemade cinnamon rolls, but they're so high calorie. So she found a low-calorie recipe that they were 95 calories a roll.
You're kidding.
Yeah, well, the size showed me a little bit why. But
a little smaller.
But still, but they were good.
Yeah.
They were a little bit more like they're the non-yeast kind, so they don't rise. But the icing was delicious, which is the part I like kind of just.
Mm-hmm. Lots of icing.
I did have those on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday morning.
I was reading sometime before Thanksgiving. They said the average person over the Thanksgiving and Christmas time will gain between 3 and 5 pounds. And so,
the good news is I gained 1.5 pounds by Friday, and this morning I was right back to normal.
Well, you could stand 1 or 2 pounds, Brother Roger. I know you have to be careful.
I keep it off because of my back.
Yeah.
By the way, as long as we're talking about fun things and treats and excitement things.
Oh yeah.
I heard something yesterday, and so I just want to backtrack and say over the air personally, happy belated birthday to Mr. Joe Johnson.
Yes, Joe celebrated the 6-0 yesterday.
Oh. He's entered my decade.
Yes. My husband Joe had a birthday yesterday. So I will be sure to tell him. He had to leave mid-afternoon traveling, and so he's up probably where they're seeing some snow. And so we'll talk quickly about weather because I want to leave enough time. I don't know if we have any swap shop items in the...
One.
Okay. And then we also want to give you time to share. So quickly, weather-wise, higher mountain elevations. I'm looking at the radar right now. Over,
there's some snow.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't think here in the lower areas, Transylvania, Buncombe, Henderson County, we're really not going to see anything.
This is the backside. We don't normally get it on the backside.
Yeah.
But we are going to get cold.
Yeah. And that's the thing that we want to just remind folks. I heard a lot of chatter yesterday about snow and snow. Well, we're in the lower elevations. We're not going to see anything. The higher Tennessee mountain counties that border Tennessee,
The winter storm warning is for 3,500 feet and up on the border counties.
Yeah.
And the winter weather advisory are those same counties, 3,500 and below, but not in the central and southern mountains.
Yeah.
But we're going to go down to the lower 20s.
It's going to be cold. And so tonight's forecast low is 24 degrees. And the high for tomorrow is forecast to be 38 degrees. And if we add the north to northwest wind of 8 to 10 miles per hour, I don't see my wind chill chart. I will have to.
I have a wind chill chart.
I figured you would.
The temperature is going to be 24, and the wind is what?
Between 9 and 15. So let's just say 10. We'll shoot low.
Okay,
to 10. Start with.
Let's see what we got here. It will. The wind chill will be 13.
Okay. Now, that's the good news. Now, let's take it at a 25-mile-per-hour gust, which is what they say we could see overnight, especially in some of the higher peaks and ridges.
8 degrees.
Eight.
Single digits.
Grandpa, I would check my animals and check all my faucets and make sure all is well with that. And again, tomorrow, we're only going to see 38 with an 8 to 10 mile per hour wind tomorrow. So it's going to be cold. We're going to be around 20 degrees straight up and down Tuesday night, but the winds will be calm. So we got a cold stretch coming, and we'll be back to 50.
Yeah, but further out into next week, we do it again.
Yeah. So I think winter, you know, is upon us. Officially, we've got to wait till the 21st of December for winter to officially get here. But we are in the cool stages of fall for sure. All right. Do you have that swap shop item pulled up, Brother Roger? And I won't even get to that page unless you need me to. Let's see if it's going to get me.
You know, I actually had it up. And then I don't know why it's not there.
I've got it here. And then once I read this item, we'll give you a chance to share a little devotional thought with us today. Here is a deluxe rollaway bed. It comes with a 2-inch foam mattress topper, the mattress pad, full bed cover. New, it was $300. They're asking $150. They also have a Life Styler treadmill, model 2802, like new condition. New, it was $595, and they're asking $200. Also, they're doing this just because they're downsizing. They live over in the Skyland area. 684-7969, 684-7969.
Well, the psalmist, and this is the 30th, we're in transition from praise month of Thanksgiving to praise month for his coming.
Amen.
But I absolutely
love and read Psalm 30 often. And it says, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hath not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive. And when I, back in August, on the 28th, I happened to be reading this. I put in a little note, side note. I said, thank you, Lord, for 5 years of your promise, you would keep me alive.
Yeah.
And so that verse means a lot to me right there. He said, thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Mm.
For his anger endureth but a moment.
Yeah.
In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Amen.
Peter put it this way in the New Testament, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, may be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love, and whom though you see him not, yet believing,
yes,
ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Amen.
When this pandemic hit and everything went crazy, Kim Collingsworth wrote a song. It says, hey, joy is not canceled.
Amen. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
When life is put on hold, all our plans have canceled, things have changed, nothing feels the same. Disappointments, fear and doubt go hand in hand, and waves of worry threaten me. Everywhere uncertainty. But in the midst of chaos, in the midst of fear, there is something to remember. Yes, there is something we all need to hear. Joy is not canceled. Peace still remains. God's goodness, kindness, his grace isn't running low, and he has not changed. His power is still abundant. His mercies are still new. God's plans have not been canceled. He's still in control. And everything that matters still remains. So when the trials and tests they come, darkness only hides the sun, and you can't seem to find your way, no light of day. There are some things we know for sure. They never change, they will endure. No matter what things look like all around us. So in the midst of chaos, in the midst of all your fears, there is something you should remember. Yes, there is something we all need to hear. Joy is not canceled. Peace still remains. God's goodness, kindness, his grace isn't running low, and he has not changed. His power abundant. His promises, they're all still true. God's plans have not been canceled. He's fully in control. And everything that matters still remains. Yes, everything that matters still remains.
You're listening to